Welcome back to The Brand, thebrandbr.com, here with Ron the Dog Higgins, Billy B. Hale, Brian the Brain Haldane on the table. B, we appreciate all you do for us, brother. You make it awful easy.
Always. Thank you.
You've been there for us day in and day out. Our fourth year, our 141st show. It's hard to believe. We got Tripp T. Guglielmo in the house with us this morning. He's got 30 days left with his internship with Mr. Matt Moscona, the George Clooney of LSU, Louisiana Sports Radio. Grateful to Mr. Moscona. And T, you ready to get back to T-Town? I think he's doing just fine. I think he's making it, B. Hale. He's got 1 year left.
I think it's good to be Tripp Guglielmo, personally. It's just me.
My checkbook doesn't like it in T-Town, but we're grinding through it.
Yes.
So, a lot of great conversation. Thank you for discussing the movie Air, Michael Jordan, Sonny Vaccaro, what happened back in the, maybe you would call it the days of wine and roses and the glory days in Beaverton, Oregon, back in the day.
That's a fair comment. I mean, it's Jordan has a lot to do with where Nike is today. And Sonny Vaccaro pointed that out. You know, and he has pointed it out before.
Ron, we were talking off air. I believe maybe if you peel out 2020, the obviously COVID year, Dixie basketball camp, something that's very close to us three at this table. It's amazing the lives that Dixie basketball camp has touched on so far beyond basketball. Really, nothing to do with basketball, quite frankly. But we believe it's the 57th year for 2 weeks. The campers, it sells out. I still get phone calls and text a couple of years, people asking me to reach out to Marty Dean. And it's a killer. But it's amazing. They start the first week this Sunday, July 9th, in Summit, Mississippi, at Southwest Mississippi Junior College. Scott Dean, Joe Dean Jr.'s son, now runs the camp. Again, 57 years later. And Ron, I know it's been a big part of your life.
Absolutely. From I was, when it started with Lakeside Oaks, when I was there, was outside in Baton Rouge on concrete courts. Then it became Dixie when it moved to Summit. And now it's String Music Basketball Camp. I'm sure Big Joe be proud of that name. He'd love that. That'd be a great name. It's just a part of your childhood that kind of dominates. And you remember every single thing that happened there because Joe was such a dominant personality and made every day you laughed. Every day something happened. I was singing this the other day when I was walking across the concrete in bare feet. And I'm like, what are you, idiot? And I'm like, burning my feet. I remember this time at basketball camp, everybody was unhappy. They couldn't make a shot. Everybody couldn't shoot well, and they're all complaining. And Big Joe had enough. 3 o'clock, they have 3-on-3, but before that, they have a film session. But he calls. He goes, "Everybody in the court right now!" Like, we've got the court. We're standing there. 3 o'clock. It's concrete court. It's like burning. Everybody, sit your butt down now. But Mr. Dean, sit down. I want to hear tell you something. All I heard you guys complain. Mr. Dean, I can't make a shot. Mr. Dean, my shot's all messed up. Mr. Dean, I want to show you something. Joe Jr., come here. Get that ladder.
He gets a ladder, puts it on the goal. He
says, "Hand me two basketballs."
Hands two basketballs. Puts them in, side by side. Drops them two. Drops through two. Same time.
He drops through two balls at the same time. He looks at everybody and goes, "And you only got to make one." Gets on the ladder, walks off.
You know, the stories and JoJo, as I refer to him, is one of the greatest inspirational, passion-ridden speakers I've ever been exposed to. And he spoke all over the world to all types of organizations. And so the talks that he used to give, it was just amazing. To this day, a family friend of the Guglielmos and the Deans, John Brady, to this day, John has been retired for some time outside of doing some basketball commentating and whatnot, lives in New Orleans, enjoying the fruits of his hard labor over the years in a very, very tough profession. John goes to Summit, Mississippi, and is a counselor and coaches for a week in the stifling heat at Summit, Mississippi, at Dixie Basketball Camp. Has done it since he's retired. Did you know that, Doc?
I know he went over there because he loved Mr. Dean. And listen, John Brady got some of his jobs because of Joe. And Joe hired John at LSU. So John feels an affinity toward Joe, which is natural. There's so many good coaches came through that camp. Wimp Sanderson was in that camp. Wimp Sanderson was an assistant coach in that camp when I was there.
Yeah.
He was at Alabama. Apple Sanders, the LSU player, was all-time rebounder, was a counselor at that camp, teaching little kids how to hurt other people's knees getting offensive rebounds. We had a drill one time on offensive rebounds, and he says, okay, if you stand behind somebody and you're trying to get past them, you put your foot on their right foot and you lean on their knee. Now, they should rip their knee up or they'll just move. Okay, let's work on that. We all started laughing. Like, no, I'm serious. Let's work on it. Mr. Knee comes along. What are you doing, Apple? He goes, I'm teaching him how to get offensive rebound, but you're going to hurt somebody. Well, that's how we work, Mr. Dean. Okay, just to make sure you don't hurt anybody. So many great people have come through that camp. I mean, coaches who've come through that camp, and you're like, he was a coach there? Well, he was a coach there?
How did Nick Saban get connected to LSU when he was at Michigan State?
Through Sean Toohey. Sean Toohey, whose dad, Skeet Toohey, was at Newman High School, a great coach. We played them at Baton Rouge High. I hated playing them because they boxed out 20 feet from the basket. They were fundamentally sound. Sean was a friend of Jimmy Sexton in Memphis, and Jimmy got in touch. I mean, Nick liked LSU's job because he looked it up, and Louisiana produced more players per capita in the NFL than anybody else, and he figured great talent base. So he called Sexton. He said, entering that job, can you find somebody who knows about you? Sure, he called Sean Toohey. Sean Toohey called Joe. That's how the marriage was made. Yeah, through Sean Toohey, who went to Lakeside Oaks Basketball Camp and Country Club. Sean Toohey went there, yeah.
Dixie Basketball Camp.
Yeah, Dixie Basketball Camp. And, of course, Sean Toohey is still the SEC's all-time leader in assists at Ole Miss, from Ole Miss.
There's so many tentacles. Miss Leanne Toohey was our 53rd show on the brand. And you connected me with Leanne. Through Sean.
Yeah. You know, when I saw the movie, who played her in the movie? She won an Academy Award. Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, Blindside.
I remember Sean telling me when they were filming the movie, he told me, this is when I worked in Memphis, he told me, I went on the set that day and I watched one scene with Sandra Bullock. And he goes, Leanne wasn't on the set that day. And I watched her do a scene and I called Leanne. I said, my God, there's two of you now. And the first time I saw it, that movie, I thought, oh my God, she's nailed her. You know, because Leanne's like a force of nature. And Sandra Bullock, she was so nervous about playing that role because she never played a real person before, an actual person. She always had fictional roles. So that was her first role that she played an actual person. So she was nervous as all get out. So she did extensive research on Leanne and actually nailed her and won an Academy Award for her.
You talk about a pistol, Miss Toohey. She called in from Memphis. We did an entire show, and an impressive lady, philanthropic. The story was dead on. We could have a whole nother show about
and,
that.
And she said, I mean, on that set, Nick Saban came in to do his stuff. And of course, Nick Saban asked the director, how long is this going to take? And the guy says, well, it will take all day and maybe it's part of my, what? Yeah. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, I mean, all day. And she goes, I can't be here all day. He goes, I got to recruit. He goes, well, if we get you an office, that help you? He goes, yeah. So he got my office. So he can get, between takes, he can go to the office and make recruiting calls. But Leanne Toohey messed with Nick. Nick comes off and looks after a scene and said, how'd I do? Leanne goes, your hair was a little bit off. My hair? He goes, Nick, I'm just screwing with you.
Oh, it's good stuff. Ron the Dog Higgins. The stories are endless. I'm getting the finger here from the brain. Brian the Brain Haldane. We've got one short segment left on our 141st show at the Brand. To the Brand Nation, please, please stay with us. We'll be right back with you. Republic Finance. We are consumer loans. Personal loans at republicfinance.com. They make it so easy at Republic Finance. Again, go to loans at republicfinance.com. Phil's Oyster Bar, 4335 Perkins Road. Go see the Piazza family and the amazing food atmosphere. It's just amazing what Anthony and the entire Phil's team have done. 4335 Perkins Road. We're so proud to have Phil's Oyster Bar as a partner of the 23 Brand Program. Thank you to the incredible LSU Brand, our 2023 title partner, the LSU men's and women's tennis team. Taylor Fogelman, Danny Bryan, two amazing coaches. The LSU men's and women's tennis team, what an incredible journey ahead. Thank you so much, and go Tigers. Thank you to the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, celebrating their 53rd year. It's all about the patient. Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. Go visit marybird.org. Again, all the great things that are happening in cancer research and patient care at marybird.org. Welcome back to the brand BR.com. Dog Billy. Doesn't happen without the LSU men's and women's tennis team. Unbelievable. Danny Bryan, new men's coach. Taylor Fogelman, new women's coach. These guys are commencing their second season. We're going to have them in studio late summer. Two total studs running the two programs out at LSU. Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. They've been with us since day one. Thank you to the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. Congratulations to Jonas Fontenot. Todd Stevens, what's happening there? Republic Finance, NetChecks, the amazing payroll benefits company based on the North Shore. Two entrepreneurs, Will Boudreaux, Stuart Ethel. Roanoke Development, Go Chevrolet, Phil's Oyster Bar, Anthony Piazza and the Piazza family. Guarantee Media, Tim Johnson, the TJC Consulting Group, and JCG E-Commerce. Thank you, thank you, thank you to these amazing firms. So, guys, we've covered a lot of ground. Been a lot of fun. I know the Brand Nation has enjoyed the content. We've got kids and families flowing through the dinner bell this Sunday, Ron. Flowing through the dinner bell in Macomb, Mississippi.
That's solid. That's big time. I mean, you go to dinner bell, just give your car to sleep for the next 3 hours because they will lay it on you big time, the food there.
Well, Summit is the Alpharetta of Atlanta. Summit is an outlying suburb of Macomb, Mississippi, at Southwest Mississippi Junior College. They'll be coming in throes this Sunday to commence the first week of the Dixie Basketball Camp and Country Club. I'm going to still refer to it as such, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you also have to add Country Club to it, too, because that's how Big Joe always referred to it was Dixie Basketball and Country Club.
JoJo was not a Country Club guy. It was not. New Albany, Indiana was not a Country Club guy for so many reasons. So we covered a lot of ground. Let's get into LSU and what's happening. Some exciting times. Brian, you've obviously been involved in that with the baseball run. What'd they win? Eight games or played eight games?
Played eight, won six.
Yeah. Won six of eight games to win the national title. Our athletic director, who has also been on the brand, supporter, you know, it doesn't get much better than Scott Woodward. I remember when Scott came on, in fact, he was in his last year as AD at A&M. He was gracious enough to call in studio. And Scott referred to himself as a somewhat like a movie producer. Doesn't get too into the weeds around game day operations, doesn't get too into the weeds relative to the supporters and sponsors of LSU. Of course, he does to a degree. But really, what he's laser focused on is bringing in the best coaching talent that's feasible per sport.
Absolutely. I wrote something this like a couple of weeks ago. March 5th, 2021. That's when the March 5th, 2021 was when they released the Hush Blackwell report on LSU, which detailed all the USA Today investigation allegations of the assaults and all the Title IX atrocities. LSU was getting ripped all over the nation for it. Then he goes out and hires Kim Mulkey. Then he goes out and hires Jay Johnson. And then at the end of that year, he hires Brian Kelly. National championship, Western Division championship, SEC championship game. The knack that Scott Wilbur knows how, and give Stephanie Rimp credit too, who's no longer with LSU, but you've had her on a show.
She's been on twice.
Brilliant. Brilliant. The way they could work together and approach people that normally you don't get, because big-time coaches don't leave big-time programs to go to somewhere else. They stayed there. Scott Wilbur knew that Kim Mulkey was at a point in her career where he could maybe get him, you know, come home, be a face of LSU athletics, not just for basketball, but be a face of our brand. Jay Johnson, he knew Jay Johnson loved Skip Bertman, loved him. He knew this guy was a new wave of baseball coach, used analytics, but had baseball instincts also to go with it. Got him. Brian Kelly went at him early. Brian Kelly kind of backed off, and then he reconsidered. Got three people that you normally don't get. You know why? Because I asked Scott one time, I said, how do you get these people? He goes, I just call them, see if they're interested. I mean, all they can say is no. And I think that's the essence of a lot of business. People never make the call because they don't want to get rejected.
It's interesting. I hated Stephanie was on the show twice. She was the conduit to get us to the LSU men's and women's tennis team. She was the gatekeeper. And, you know, I had dinner with her a few times. Hated to see her leave. I actually texted her during the College World Series, and she's gonna knock it out of the park at Nevada. Forget that she's a forget she's a female, which is somewhat rare at that level. It just is. She's one of the most impressive business people I've ever been around in my career, and she's. And you saw her follow Scott around, and there was a reason for that. And she was with Scott in Washington. She followed Scott to College Station. Then she came to Baton Rouge. And again, there's a reason a lot of these things have happened. But LSU with the recent sanctions that came across the wire, I don't follow it as much as I used to. Of course, you're close to it. Billy, you're probably somewhere in the middle. What was your just kind of viewpoint on how that went down?
Well, first of all, it took NCAA 5 years to come up with, to the point where the NCAA is so handcuffed now. They're just weak. There's nothing they can really do. So all these sanctions are handing out, all these schools who did all these stuff 2 years ago and things that are now legal because you can buy anybody you want now in college athletics. Nothing's under the table anymore. Now you can just hand them the offer. But LSU basically really got off easy. You know, a few years ago they cut some scholarships and visits in football. That kind of eased the probation. You know, Will Wade some sanctions, but nah, not really. Always amusing, you're going to have to forfeit some of your football victories you won because this player played while you were – you know, winning these games. I always find that so stupid because, like, those games never happened. Like, you were at the game, they never really happened. You could just erase that, really. That's blowhard NCAA stuff. I always find fascinating. LSU got off easy. They did. They got off easy. And their football violations, you know, were the CEO of Lady of the Lake paid a father of a really ordinary offensive lineman, $150,000. A really ordinary offensive lineman. And then, Orgeron had a couple of illegal business out of the period. And then you had Odell Beckham as the human ATM after the national championship game, handing out $100 bills, which now, of course, we know is today's athletics. It's legal. With the NIL, there's no rules. There's no nothing. The transfer portal, there's basically no really rules. And very few schools, nobody's benefited more in transfer rule than LSU has. I mean, you four of their five stars on their national championship women's basketball team transfers. So the two best recruits coming in, transfers. This year, two of their best players on baseball, including Paul Skeens, the national player of the year in a lot of areas, transfer. You can go by in college athletics now, you can turn around your program in a real hurry in almost any sport if you buy the right players and if you have the money to buy the right players and if you have the supporters who put together the collectives to buy the players. And LSU has a couple of guys who really step up a lot in that area.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm getting the finger from Brian. We got one short minute left. Is our basketball camp, how is Matt going to navigate the waters? You're a basketball guy. You're a sports guy, but your DNA since you were a kid is hoops, of course. Do you feel that Matt's on the right path?
He got a better recruiting class, a better transfers coming in this year and last year. But Matt needs to step out of himself and be a little more assertive on the court. It was kind of disconcerting last year. I thought his team was so bad that a lot of times he wouldn't argue calls when getting to refs on stuff. I don't think he thought he deserved a call. And he needs to get a little more assertive. Not the Will Wade crazy, but I think he has a better recruiting class, and I think they'll be better this year than last year, which is not saying much, but I think they'll be a lot better.
B. Hale, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your wisdom on a lot of fronts. This is your third or fourth time on the brand, and it's just been a ball for us.
Always, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. What do we have here? A little Run DMC, my Adidas.
I'm going against the flow, although I did wear Adidas back in the day, dog. With my Adidas, Run DMC.
Three stripes, Adidas, as they call it. To the Brand Nation, thank you for your attention. Never, ever apologize for being you. And until next time.